There are so many things as humans that we don't really understand. There are mystic, magical, fated things, as well as otherworldly realms that we just can't comprehend unless it's through the journey of our own soul. I'm your host, Steffi, aka The Spirit Sis. I'm a psychic medium, astrologer, and intuition teacher, and I'm here to take you on an exploration of all things spiritual. I'm going to connect to source, give you divine downloads, and I want to keep you in the spirit loop. So here is the psychic scoop. Hi, lovies. Welcome back to Psychic Scoop. I'm your host, Steffi, aka Spirit Sis. I'm an evidential psychic medium, professional astrologer, and intuition teacher. Today, we are going to talk about ascension. I mentioned it in my last episode for the 100th episode, which if you tuned in, thank you so much. It was a really special episode, and I'm just really excited to be doing 101 right now. But I talked a little bit about going through a little ascension period for me, and quite a few of you reached out and said, hey, this is happening to me too. Like, how do I know if I'm going through ascension, or what does it mean? And so I thought I could break it down for you today. And as a reminder, this is just more of like a general sweep of what ascension is. It is so different for every single person. And even this is like, I mean, quote unquote, like my second time going through ascension. Like, I don't really know how many times I've ascended in my life, probably more than twice. And you've probably ascended more than twice. But this is like, I guess, my awareness of my ascension. This is the second time I've been actually aware I'm ascending as I'm in the middle of it. So even right now, my throat chakra, you can probably hear, I've just been going through it, y'all. Like, definitely a dark night of the soul situation, but I feel like this episode is going to help a lot of you who are potentially going through it too, or maybe you have a friend who is, or family member, or cousin, sibling, bestie, lover, whatever it is, you can share this episode with them and spread the love, or always come back to this episode and bookmark it if you feel like you are moving through ascension. So what is ascension? Ascension is a concept that is talked about in many spiritual and metaphysical teachings, and it refers to the process of evolving or rising to higher levels of consciousness, awareness, and it's basically like a spiritual enlightenment. And it often involves, I guess I would say, like transcending limitations of your ego, going through the depths and layers of shame, power, control, all of those things. But also it kind of brings you alignment to your higher spiritual truths. And it, when you are raising the bar, right, like you're feeling like you're going from one spiritual state to another, even if it is just like half a bar up. I don't know much about music, but you know what I'm saying? Even if it's just like a little bit up, there still is going to be an ascension period where you're going to gradually feel that journey of transformation, I would say. And it's a lot to undertake when you're expanding, because especially if you know you're expanding, there's this understanding and this connection to the divine, or disconnection rather. And it definitely takes a lot of like self-reflection, self-awareness. It takes a lot of healing. It takes a lot of releasing. It takes a lot of like understanding your attachments to things and your shadow and things like that. So it really does serve your growth, but you really have to shed. And I keep on, and I think I might have mentioned it already in the other podcast, but it's almost like the shedding of the skin, like a snake, you know. And whenever the snake wiggles through and leaves its old skin behind, I think of ascension very similar to that, where you kind of have to wiggle through it. And then eventually it's like, oh, I feel like I'm a new skin, new person. and that ascension is now like you are in a higher state of consciousness and you can experience more love, more compassion, more joy, more peace. And you can embody those qualities with more authenticity or integrity or more spiritual wisdom because you've kind of raised your vibration in a way. But raising the vibration, it takes a lot of work and struggle and strife to get those dimensions to, or the spirit realms to kind of work with you, right? So experiencing ascension can manifest in so many different ways. And it's really up to the individual and how they experience different signs and symptoms. And it's so unique to whatever spiritual journey they are on in this lifetime. But I kind of wanted to talk about some of the most common symptoms that you might be going through if you are going through a period of ascension right now. So one of the main symptoms that may happen if you're going through ascension is just increased sensitivity. So you might be more attuned to subtle energies and vibrations around you. That could be sounds, that could be other people's emotions, it could be crowded places, it could be just sensing shifts in energy. Just when you're out and about or even during meditation, or I don't know. I mean, it can happen in a lot of ways, but I like to say like the sensitivity thing is someone who's undergoing it. They might need more alone time. They might need more recharge because they're easily drained by all the external stimuli that happens. So personally for me right now, even like scrolling on the internet, like if that's on social media or even emails, like that feels like a lot. DMs feel like a lot for me. I've been a hermit a little bit. I've been inside a lot. Even sometimes like the brightness of the sun can be too much for me, driving, like motion. So I've been going through just like a lot of heightened sensitivity to things and mostly to people and the energies around me. Now, the second thing that can happen is you might have really intense emotions. So this can go in waves where you might, as you're progressing through ascension, you might have a roller coaster of emotions. Like there could be profound love or joy or bliss. And then there's also deep sadness, deep grief, deep anxiety. And these emotions kind of come out of nowhere and can be triggered by this internal shift, right? Of moving through the consciousness. And if you're undergoing ascension, you might feel that overwhelm. And what can also happen during this time is a numbness where it's like you might cry for 7 days straight. And then all of a sudden it's like the pendulum swings in the opposite direction and you feel nothing. You feel like you can't even muster up a tear, right? So that's why I always say with ascension, like the symptoms are so different. If you're someone who is normally very in touch with your emotions, during ascension, that could be the opposite. Maybe you feel out of touch with your emotions, or maybe you feel like you can't feel anything at all. So something that can be different for everyone. And then also what can happen is changes in sleep, and the ascension process can disrupt sleep definitely, because again, it's the energetic shifts. So some people might experience like difficulty falling asleep, or might maybe waking up at the witching hour, which is anytime between 3 and 5 a.m. You can have really vivid dreams during ascension. Lucid dreaming can be more common. So it might just be like connecting you to your subconscious mind, or there might even be times where you're like, where have the dreams gone? Again, like I said, all of these symptoms, depending on who you are, they could swing any which way, or you can feel something really strongly and then all of a sudden it stops. So it's almost like you want to receive guidance from your dreams, but the dreams are nonsense, or there's a lot of nightmares coming up. Or you can be someone who tends to sleep a ton. So for me during this ascension time, normally I am someone who is a little more sensitive to sleep. As a Cancer rising, we're actually prone to insomnia. I don't know if there's any other Cancer risings who can attest to that. I definitely do. I'm very sensitive to moon changes and energies of just like the transits happening, especially any type of moon transit, full moons for sure. But during this ascension period for me, I cannot keep my eyes open. I'm sleeping a ton. I mean, sometimes even like 12 to 13 hours a night, which is crazy. I just took a nap before this. Like I'm not a napper. So it's like my body is shutting down a little bit because I need the rest as I'm moving through this, and I need the recharge. And again, that comes with just like feeling the physical symptoms of ascension. But for you, if you are a normal good sleeper and you don't have issues, you might all of a sudden realize you are having like disturbances in sleep or staying up too late or waking up random times or waking up really early. It just kind of depends on the patterns you had before and the patterns you have now during ascension. Now, I definitely have to talk about the physical symptoms. Obviously, a lot of the things I already discussed were physical, but the body has to adjust to raising the frequency and the vibration. So there can be like tingling sensations in your fingers or your feet. There can be pressure, like a lot of pressure in your head. This could be migraines, or it could just be like lightness, especially around the crown chakra. For me, it's felt almost like sinus pressure in the crown, and then even around my face, definitely for sure. There can be spontaneous movements or twitches, like eye twitches or facial tics and things like that can happen. And also realize that these physical sensations are normally linked with the activation of the energy centers of the chakras in the body, right? So if someone is feeling that ascension, remember that Kundalini rising, right, coming from the base of your spine, you might feel issues first in your root or some of your like sexual organs, right? That can start first. And then you might feel in your sacral, like your lower gut, you can have inflammation of the gut or even the bowels. Then it can move up to your chest, like tightness in the chest or even like heart palpitation, you know, like think of all the things. Right now, I think my throat is feeling it for sure. Throat chakra, very fatigued. Again, this is something that you should just pay attention to or notice. There's not anything crazy you can do. And again, I'm not a doctor, so take this all with a grain of salt. Like if you're obviously having like debilitating migraines every day, like go see someone or go to an energy healer or do what you need to do, right? To get help or fluids or whatever you need. But some of these tingling sensations, I know for a fact, I've been feeling tingling like in my, my index finger, my ring finger, and sometimes my pinky. And I do feel it is like related to either the right or the left side of my body, which is like the feminine and the masculine side, right? The taking in the energy and the giving. So definitely this can happen during ascension. Now, other symptoms that can happen during ascension is just kind of like old patterns and old behaviors reemerging. So I talked earlier about shadow and ego coming up. That's a big one. And it's almost like this ascension makes you face these traumas, these limiting beliefs, and these attachments in a deep way to kind of test your resilience. And it's the process of letting go that can be challenging, but it's almost like during the spiritual evolution, you take several steps back. Like it could be maybe you're lacking forgiveness, or maybe you don't have the self-reflection, or you're having trouble releasing emotional baggage, or there isn't a sense of peace, or there's a sense of melancholy or malaise, or things like that can happen. Or maybe these childhood wounds come up, maybe toxic relationships come up, maybe your boundaries lower. So it's just kind of, it's a lot of like unresolved emotions and traumas that come up and say, boo, like, oh, nope, you thought I was done. No. Like, have you evolved? Have you looked into your shadow? Because like the shadow during ascension, like the shadow period can be, oh my gosh, it's like almost 10 times as big. Like if you thought your shadow was a little bit, it's like, this is the big hairy monster that comes out in the middle of the night and scares you. Like this thing is like 10 feet tall and hovers over you. So those unresolved emotions and traumas, it can block those intuitive channels, right? Because when you're so in your ego and you're so in your head, it is difficult to ground. And especially if you're having physical symptoms in your chakras and there's energy blocks or leakages and you're experiencing all of these things at once, like all these physical symptoms, all these spiritual symptoms, it can definitely block that intuitive insight. And I've definitely felt that too. I've almost felt like my intuition has just like dialed down
down a bit. Not necessarily, because there's still times where my friend will call me and I'll be like, this is going on with you. And she's like, how do you know that? Right. So I can't, like, I can no, never fully turn off my gifts. But I will say that I've been protecting my energy a lot more and not giving it as willy-nilly out. Or even in client sessions, I've just been like a little more protective of how much I'm giving. Not fully, right? Like, obviously in a client session, I'm going to be like as available as I can be. But just basically saying, like, sometimes I really take on the energy, like empathetically of someone, and feel what they're feeling. And I've been a little more protective of just kind of like, okay, I'm coming here to help and not from a place of like giving a lot. I hope that makes sense. And not just the client sessions. I'm doing that with like everyone in my life. Like, I can only meet people halfway right now, or even a quarter of the way that I normally can. And that's killing me with all my like Cancerian placements and all of my water sign placements. Like, I would do 10 backflips for my friend if they asked, but right now I'm only able to do like a little bit of a round off kick, if that makes sense. So that's kind of what's happening. And then I wrote down here, I'm reading my notes that I channeled. So intuitive blocks, I kind of already discussed that a little bit, but you know, that intuitive guidance, to really trust spirit, to trust yourself, to trust your intuition. You have to let go of doubt. You have to let go of fear of judgment. You have to let go of overthinking. You can't attach yourself to outcomes or wounds or external influences. And being able to like slough off a hater or a troll or a skeptic, it takes mental and physical strength, no doubt. I have had my share of haters throughout the years. It's gotten worse as more people have like attracted to my page. I'm very grateful for all the soulmate community members that I've attracted, but it also obviously comes with like a fair amount of people that don't understand mediumship or spiritualism and in the way that I'm trying to teach it and to spread it. And so I definitely get a lot of haters, but whatever. I mean, basically it's like that self-trust muscle and that second guessing and that dismissing becomes really big during the cloudiness of ascension. So you might overthink things, you might overanalyze things, you might be like, what am I doing? Like, you might just feel this lack of clarity, right? And that comes from that lack of self-trust. And definitely during the time you might want to seek validation or reassurance from others. It's really common. Obviously have like a group of people that you love who can support you when you're going through stuff, because ascension isn't easy peasy, lemon squeezy. It definitely takes a lot of like mental stuff. I have a team, literally more than one therapist that I talk to, but I also make sure that I'm not seeking reassurance in places that I know my truth and I know my soul, and I need to just like listen to that without seeking validations from others. And that definitely goes with like blocking out the hate that can come. And that wisdom, when you do ascend eventually, comes with like this crystal clear clarity, this incredible confidence, and the most badass authenticity. So just know that this is like temporary AF, right? And to move to the next layer of consciousness, like you are the snake, the goddess or god Kundalini rising, this is definitely going to take a little bit of that trust muscle and a little bit of relearning. But that's a brilliant thing. And what else can I say? I kind of already talked about like energetic imbalances, overstimulating, sometimes fear, resistance coming up. Lack of self-trust, like all of that stuff can come up, and it might be easy to doubt your own abilities or to feel that, like, I don't know, I keep bringing up malaise, but that's like really how it feels. Like, you feel a little hopeless, you feel a little worthless, you feel a little like, damn, like what? Like, for me too, like, I'm trying not to get in a victim mentality. Like, damn, I've done so much work and I've helped so many people. Like, why is this happening to me? And like, why right now? Like, I feel like I'm just at the precipice of like doing something great. And that's also why ascension comes in, because you've been doing what you've been doing for so long. Something has to change, and the frequency has to change, and it's only for the better. But you definitely have to go through the dark before the dawn. I truly believe that. And it gets easier every time, especially since you have the awareness of it. So I guess what are my tips for ascension? We already talked about like all of the dreadful things that can happen that lead to the beautiful breakthroughs, right? But what about some tips? Like, okay, you told me this, how? Like, how am I supposed to? Self-care is obviously very important, prioritizing your self-care practices to support those physical, emotional, and spiritual changes. So this can be getting enough rest, eating nourishing foods if you can get them down, or just doing your best to nourish yourself in whatever that means to you. This could be like getting outside if you can, or walking, or taking time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Surrounding yourself with people that make you laugh. Like, humor is always just the medicine I find when I'm going through stuff. It's like, put on your favorite cheesy rom-coms or your series episode that you've seen billions of times. For me, I will binge watch the same series. I don't know if this is a cancer thing, but I think it also is for people who've had childhood trauma. Like, you put on shows that you know because you don't like any like disruption of I would say like homeostasis. Like, you know what's going to happen. There's no surprises. So I've seen Friends like 15 times. I've seen Sex and the City like upwards to 100. The Office, those are some of like my favorite go-tos. I'll put those on time and time again, just in the background or when I'm kind of going through a spot, just to remind myself of like happier or I would say like memories in some way, because those series bring up memories. And obviously, DM me like your favorite go-tos series. I know one of my best friends, hers is like Gilmore Girls. Very millennial choices. But I mean, I know people like Vampire Diaries or The OC. Oh my gosh, that's a good one too. But yeah, self-care is definitely taking care of yourself. And I think self-care is binge watching your favorite show for the 100th time. So mindfulness and meditation, this goes without saying. If you can cultivate a regular mindfulness or meditation practice to kind of quiet your mind or connect with your inner self and deepen your awareness to the present moment, that can really help like navigate the ups and downs and give you a greater ease and clarity. I know these things are kind of hard when you're kind of going through it, but even if it's just a couple minutes a day at the beginning of the day or the end of your day, just taking time to like center yourself and put your hand in your heart, feel your breath, get back to the present moment. That is going to help a ton. Grounding techniques are always really beneficial. Staying connected to the earth, maintaining a sense of stability as you're moving through the shifts. I really need to practice what I'm preaching, because it's been hard for me to even like go outside and go on walks, but they do really help. Even if you just like walk barefoot on the ground for a moment and just put your little feetsies somewhere and visualize roots extending from your body into the earth. That's important. I already talked about seeking support. That is like a huge, huge gift, right? Surrounding yourself with supportive friends, family, spiritual communities, people who understand and respect you and what you're going through on this journey too. I would say, you listening, you are being supportive. You're holding space for me. I'm holding space for you, right? Like, having that supportive network that provides encouragement and growth, that's going to be so important. And just having that company, that laughter, or that receiving and giving, even if it's just a phone call, I find so much reprieve in just like hearing my friends' voices and connecting with them, listening to their stories and them listening to mine. I just find it like so deeply healing. And even if you don't have the energy for a phone call or social hang, because during ascension, you kind of tend to like hermit out and not want to be social. Even if it's just like a text, hey, how are you? Like, do you want to talk? Or I'm thinking about you, I'm sending you love. That goes a long way. I also think, like, this goes without saying, but like listening to your own authority, if that's your human design, a strategy and authority, looking at your own birth chart, your transits, like what's happening going on in your life right now, diving into those modalities can be so incredibly helpful. Like what transits are happening in your chart right now that are giving you insight? Or are you going through a Saturn transit, a Pluto transit, or Jupiter transit? You know, what's going on where you can relearn about yourself? I find that diving deeper into your own psyche in those types of ways can be so helpful. Like I'm looking at birth charts for people every single day. I'm looking at other people's transits every single day, other people's auras, like all that. So it's beautiful to give yourself a gift of a reading or to just re-fall in love with your design again, if that's your human design or your birth chart. Just relearn things and be like, yeah, I am that bitch, right? Like I know who I am. That really empowers me or re-empowers me and encourages me. Even some of the things in my chart, I'm like, oh no, that T-square is ridiculous, right? Like why did I choose to come down there with a Mars at the apex of my T-square? If you know, you know. But I'm like, but that's so incredible that I've overcome that. Or I have so many other gifts in my chart that are trining, like my Pluto trining my moon. Like, you know, like there's other things you can think of that can be really beautiful gifts. So think about that, or not even think about that, like analyze that, get lost in that, learn something new. If you don't know your human design or maybe your gene keys or your aura or your past lives, things like that. Diving into those modalities can really help you have a deeper and richer understanding of who you are and karmically why you're here. I mean, this also goes without saying, like, you know, holistic healing modalities, like if you want to do energy healing or acupuncture, or sound therapy, sound baths, body work, energy healing, anything that supports your physical, emotional, and energetic well-being, like anything that can clear blockages or releasing stagnant energy can definitely help you. I also find being creative really helps. I mean, if you can, again, like a muster up, sometimes it feels like it's impossible to do all these things I'm mentioning because it just takes a lot of energy and like you're going through it. But embracing that creativity, if that means like channeling and expressing your innermost thoughts, feelings, insights, even if it's dark. Like I have written a lot of beautiful screenplays out of trauma, and I feel like a lot of really great stories, like underdog stories. I mean, those are some of my favorite films or TV shows to watch, like someone that goes through one state to another. That's the 101 of basic character developing when you're writing a screenplay or when you're watching any type of art. You always see the character go from one state to another. That's what you're doing right now. You're ascending. You're going from one state of being and raising your vibration to another. That is what happens. Watch any TV or movie, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, the really good ones, right? All of the characters have to go through some hiccups and some character development. Right now you're going through your character development phase, right? And this is what you have to say. It's for the plot. This is for the plot. Like you are the main character energy and you're going through this for the plot. So that's what I've been trying to tell myself, like in my head. I'm like, okay, this is another part of the story that is not yet to be told, right? It's being written and I'm doing it for the plot. So yes, gratitude. I mean, these are all things I've talked about before on the podcast, right? Being of service to others. So if you can like engage in kindness towards others or embody any principles of love and compassion, obviously offer support and kindness and generosity to those who need, or if you just want to uplift others and contribute, you know, your doesn't have to be necessarily physical resources, but even just like your time and energy, of course, if you can. And, you know, patience, self-compassion. These things are so natural in the part of the journey, but it's like when you're going through it, it's hard. Especially if you're like, why is this happening to me? I feel like shit, like, oh, whatever. It's hard, but give yourself grace. Like, this isn't easy. Be patient and embrace it, right? I don't know why I'm thinking so hard of that weird song from childhood. I don't know if you remember it, but I think it's like, I'm going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. I don't know why I'm getting like a flashback of being in preschool and hearing that. And I loved that song. And one of the parts of the song is like, they're, you know, like schluffing through the woods and they're going through water and they're going through mud. I mean, this is like an intense bear hunt. Like they're going through it. And one of the parts of the song is like, you can't go over it. You can't go under it. You gotta go through it. I just put my preschool voice on. But you know what I'm saying? Like that is it. You can't skip through ascension. I mean, you can like skip, like we'll skip to my loo, right? But you can't like just fast forward through this, because it is for the plot. It's for the development of your soul. So you can't go over it. You can't go under it. You got to go through it. Just like when you were hunting bears. I mean, hopefully we don't hunt bears. I mean, I don't know what you do on your weekends, but this is a metaphorical bear hunt. Yo. Okay. Got it. So surrender. It's like the flow of life. And by incorporating all of these additional aspects, like those tips, but also just like the acceptance of it. Like I'm in it. We're strapped in. The roller coaster is going up and all I have to do is like release and let go. And that's another thing that I think about all the time. I was just talking to like my besties, Dana and Shane, about this, about how I used to be so scared of roller coasters. Okay. Like terrified my entire life. I had so much fear. And it was my mom who is a projector, like this wisdom poured out of her this one day, but we were in line for a roller coaster. I grew up near Cedar Point. So if you're Midwest, you know, it's like a huge amusement park. It has like the best roller coasters. It actually has like world renowned roller coasters. It has like Guinness World of Records, but we grew up going to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio all the time. And I was always just like a scaredy cat. And I don't know why, because my Aries moon, I was so fearless in other ways. And, you know, I would do anything, like adrenaline junkie, you know, I would do anything. But for this, like, I don't know, like seeing it, not knowing the certainty of like how I'd feel on the ride, seeing how scary it was. And then my mom, like we're in line and she was trying to toughen me up and be like, you're going on this ride. And it wasn't like a forceful, because I'd already like walked through, I've stood in many lines and then would walk through when we would go in to strap in, you know? And she said, the best thing you can do on the ride is, instead of like, you know, when you're chugging up and it's like the ch-ch-ch-ch and you hear the rattling of the chains, instead of you like gripping and bearing down and like, ooh, like the tension in your face and like this, the tightness in your jaw and closing your eyes tight, she's like, instead of doing that, why don't you just try to enjoy it? Like take a deep breath, like sit into the seat, see what it feels like to feel the dip of the roller coaster in your stomach, like look around at the other people screaming, laughing, enjoying. And that switched for me. Yes, I was still terrified, but the second we went down that first hill, it's like my whole world turned technicolor, because all of a sudden I'm looking down at the people in an amusement park having the time of their life. They're eating hot dogs or they're dipping dots. You know, there's families connecting. They're screaming, happily screaming. But it's like by the time it was over, it was a minute and a half later. And then it's like you're getting off the ride. And I wish I would have enjoyed every single second of it. I tried. And so now I'm obsessed with roller coasters, like low-key, high-key, obsessed. It's such a great metaphor for life. Let's not grit and bear it, even though that's our natural inclination, is to tense. Just let it be, even if it's painful. Take deep breaths and just move through it. And while you're doing that, it's like, don't miss life. I need to take this advice right now, like for reals. I'm like, wow, I'm saying all this stuff and dropping this wisdom. Like I need to listen back to this. But life is still happening to you and for you. And so it's a beautiful gift and it's only temporary, right? And it's just like that roller coaster. It's like a minute and a half, but like, but like longer, but like what's time anyway? Like time isn't linear. We all know that. We're all spiritual beings here. So anyway, those are my tips and tricks for getting through ascension. And hopefully you learned a little something along the way. I'm always open to hear your feedback on the podcast. And I know we're coming up to eclipse season here. I'm going to do my best energetically to get you another podcast out here. And then I'm actually eloping. I'm taking a little vacation slash like I'm going to elope and do my honeymoon at the end of March. So I might not be updating you as much because I might be just like enjoying those moments. And I'm sure I'll do a podcast episode on that. But if there's anything that you want like more information or clarity on, you know, I have so many other services that I offer, and this isn't like a shameless plug. Like I definitely do everything with intention. And I hope you know that, like my intuition course, my astrology courses, it's all so you can learn how to better yourself and to understand yourself in the ways that you are meant to. Like you're born with these gifts, you're born with these innate talents. And when you learn about yourself in those ways, oh my gosh, it's life changing. And then going on to teach other people that wisdom and be like, no, this is what you're meant to do in this lifetime through reading someone's birth chart. That's incredible. I love seeing my students like go on to give readings and to keep like spreading it and spreading it and spreading it. It just warms my heart so much. And it's such a beautiful gift. So anyway, I love you. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for being here. As always, and I'll get back to my little bubbly little self in a little bit momentarily, but I'll do it for the plot, my love. And you know how to find me if you don't on Instagram. It's spirit_sis, TikTok spirit_sis, YouTube. I'm going to try to put a few more content videos up there. I've been going through it, y'all. Do you know that? I've only said it 100 times. And where else? Oh, yeah, my website, spiritsis.com. But all right, sending you love, 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 love times affinity. I do truly love you. And we'll talk next time. Okay, bye-bye.